Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 81 today. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take up the psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, at the full moon of our solemn feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He appointed it in Joseph for a testimony when he went out over the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I knew not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were freed from the basket. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wouldst hearken unto me. There shall be no strange god in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people hearkened not to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart, that they might walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would hearken unto me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I should soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should submit themselves unto him, but their time should endure forever. He should feed them also with the finest of wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I satisfy thee. Opening with praise, Asaph wants us to be excited about the feasts and celebrations of God, the God who saved Israel out of Egypt. This is the theme that Asaph keeps coming back to. This great God who saved Israel, and then we, as we read the psalm, we sing the actual voice of God, and it's from his own voice, it seems, that we say these things. And he says, when I heard a language that I knew not, he saves Israel in a land of another language out of Egypt. And I think that that phrase portrays so much of the difficulty that Israel was dealing with at the time. They were in a foreign land. They were far away. They were living in confusion and they were living in hardship. And then God comes down and just rescues them. He removes their shoulder from the burden, and he takes the basket out of their hands. And I have this image of the child struggling to carry something across the room or across a distance, and the weight is just so much for them. And the parent comes and just takes the basket, simply picks it up. The weight that was so much for the child is nothing for the adult. And that's the image of God who just comes in, saves them from this situation and carries them away. And then he proves them at Meribah. There's this testing that they go through. The testing at Meribah, and the word Meribah refers to the quarreling that was going on between Israel and challenging back to God. And God says in this psalm, you're going to have no God but me. I am the God that saved you. But Israel goes off. They go off in their own stubbornness of their own heart, their own passions. They go off in their own counsels and their own thinking. This sort of selfishness is easy for me to understand. It's not far from me. I've engaged in this idea and this sort of selfish behavior on my own. I feel that I know, or that I'm old enough, or that I'm strong enough, or that I'm wise enough, that I've come up with something. And it just gets me into big troubles over and over again. And God, who saved us before, who took the burden right out of our hands, lets us walk off in our own selfishness and foolishness. Yet he is still ready to feed. If you look at the last line in verse 8, hear, O my people, and I will testify. Verse 16, rather. He should feed them also with the finest of wheat, and with the honey out of the rock should I satisfy thee. He's not just ready to feed. He is ready to feed us with fine wheat and sweet honey. This is pastries. This is dessert. He's not just going to give us hard gruel. This is much better than the dried crusts that we scrounge out on our own in the world. But fine, sweet food. Let's read it again. Sing aloud unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take up the psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery, blow the trumpet, in the new moon, at the full moon, on our solemn feast day, for it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He appointed it in Joseph for a testimony when he went out over the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I knew not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were freed from the basket. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wouldst hearken unto me, there shall be no strange god in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people hearkened not unto my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart, that they might walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would hearken unto me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I should soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should submit themselves unto him. Their time should endure forever. He should feed them also with the finest of wheat and with honey out of the rock, that should I satisfy thee. Verse 10 is a great set of lines. God is trying to make it so clear who he is, as well as how willing he is to help. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it. That's what it is. There isn't any work. There really isn't any effort. God pleads with us to hearken unto him, because he is the Lord that saved us, and he will fill our mouths with food. Oh, that we would follow after this good God. Thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.